This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations, and we thank them very much for carrying our program, and we thank you very much for chiming in and opining in. We've already had some discussions going on a little bit earlier tonight, and we also want to give our special thanks and a shout out to our great military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and via the internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol 911 dispatchers for their service to America, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people who are working out on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics and the construction workers too, plus the bulk mail centers and the bulk mail haulers who are running in between all around the country delivering the mail, we appreciate what you do to keep America rolling along. So don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all sorts of information and details about the show, plus take advantage of some of the free stuff we got over there, too. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, joins us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president took a little trip up there to Green Bay, Wisconsin, had a little something to say, and here's part of what he had to say. It's about 47 seconds long, so we'll give it a shot here.
Prices went down. They're going to go down a lot lower. And instead of working with us to fix our trade deals, which I'm doing without them, and continue creating millions and millions of new jobs, which we're doing at a level that people have not seen before, that people don't even believe. Democrats are obsessed with hoaxes, delusions, and witch hunts. That's what they're obsessed with. That's what they want to do. And we can play the game just as well or better than they do.
Okay, then I'm sure he can, but, you know, they had about 15,000 people inside. They had maybe double that outside. They couldn't get in. They had speakers and whatnot set up for those people. But another classic example of the president going somewhere, drawing a huge crowd, and I've yet to see a single Democrat, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle, I've yet to see a single Democrat draw even one-tenth that amount.
Well, right. Well, there's certainly so many 2020 Democrat hopefuls that they're kind of spread pretty thin in terms of where their support's going to be, I think. But certainly President Trump does draw in people from all different walks of life, and he draws them in when he does these rallies because they truly want to hear from him, I think. I think that these are people that are interested, whether Republican or Democrat, coming to these rallies or independents. They're interested in what's next. What are we going to do? We just saw these great numbers come in for the GDP last Friday, Captain, 3.2%. And people realize what this means. It does translate into actual effects for real people's lives. And what the president is saying there is so important, because he's talking about the idea that the Democrats just want to continue on with this ridiculous nonsense, and they're not working for the people. In fact, my question would be, Captain, what does Jerry Nadler and Eric Swalwell do all day, and others like them, Adam Schiff, do they do anything else other than try to get...
Well, they're not taking care of the business of the country, and it's being rectified in some of the things that could be done by the horrific shooting that they had out there in your area of California, not very far away. I believe that... That little town was, what, just south of you a little bit, Poway?
Yeah, that's Poway, and it's a very nice community. I've been there in the past, and it's such a sad, sad thing that happened, obviously. But, yeah, it's something – it's one of those places where you would say, how could this have happened here, this kind of thing?
I think we know how somebody was very anti-Semitic and became radicalized somehow using the Internet, because they left a manifesto and this, that, and the other. But the other thing is, seven people were shot last night in Baltimore. One person was killed at a street party, and Baltimore is a blue city, very much blue.
Yes, exactly right. I think we understand one person was killed there.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, near this Baltimore church. And exactly right. It's just such a terrible, terrible thing. And we're learning more, of course, about what happened at the synagogue shooting as well. Stories of heroism. And one lady, 60 years old, shielded the rabbi from the bullets, and she died as a result of that.
Well, that was the woman who was the wife of the doctor, the surgeon, who went to perform CPR on the victim, and when he rolled her over, he realized it was his wife.
How horrific is that? We can't even begin to imagine what that person was going through.
Nope, and that was who the woman was that got killed. And, I know. And, you know, there's no reason for this stuff to be going on. Now, granted, there was no record of the individual in California, but I'd be willing to bet you the person that's on the run right now up in Baltimore, I'd be willing to bet you he's got a record. Or he or she, whoever.
Right. Well, yeah, I would not be surprised. And so again, and especially in Baltimore, they still don't have any idea necessarily what caused the shooting or what prompted the person to go and do this yet. But there'll be more information coming out soon.
All right, hold that thought. Here we go. Going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more. And Kathy's going to tell everybody how to call into the program if you want to make a comment. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition, and we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Hub.life. That's Hub, H-U-B, a brand new social media website, because social media companies, as you know, are getting way, way, way too big with way too much power. Now, people like Facebook folks and Twitter folks already know that these other websites like Facebook and Twitter block, ban, and silence people who stand up for their personal beliefs or innocent life, and they love life, and they love God, and they support freedom, they believe in American values, maybe they even believe in Donald Trump. And Hub.life is the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. Simply put, unless you do something really bad, they will not block you. Now, stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of Facebook jail and join people from all over the world at Hub, H-U-B, Hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. Now, my buddy Kyle Warren's over there, right?
That's right, Captain. Yes, Hub.life.
You created a alternative page over there, and I created an alternative page over there. Obviously, I'm not leaving Facebook anytime soon because I've got way too many followers over there. I can't just transfer them all at one time, but I did create an alternative page over there at Hub.life. So go over there and check it out. Now, just to finish the discussion about the synagogue shooting in California, the rabbi, who, by the way, is missing a thumb now because his thumb got shot off, if you will, from trying to go up to the shooter and get him to stop shooting. He said that the president called him. He was very impressed with what the president had to say, very cordial, and he really appreciated the president calling him.
He sure did, Captain, and at times like these, when these kinds of tragedies strike and the President of the United States calls, it's a way that, of course, showing for all the nation that all of us, completely reject what this gunman obviously did, but what he also said, his motivations in all of this. And he did say the president had very kind words, and also the president mentioned that he was looking to be able to protect the Jewish people, not only in the United States of America, but also abroad, because we're seeing, especially, we've just seen these attacks on Christians, for example, in Sri Lanka, and now we're seeing this attack on the synagogue, and we're always worried about copycats, and so this brings it all to the fore.
Right, and of course, I want to mention to everybody out there that I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and of course, Kyle Warren is host of his own show. We'll tell you all about the hell to hear that here in a minute. Now, I want to mention Paris, France, and the Notre Dame Cathedral for a second here, because there's a couple of reports that have come out since Friday talking about the fact that evidence of arson is beginning to emerge from the cause for the fire. Now, I told you to begin with, as a professional firefighter and as an arson investigator, what I saw and the way I saw the fire growing in intensity told me that there was something there to give it fuel for intensity, and the way it started, it might not have started on its own, freak of nature, electronic malfunction, whatever these things are that we've been hearing, because first of all, there was no electricity up there. That's number one. We found that out as the early investigation went along. And I think the French were being very careful not to make it sound like as if maybe some little Oriental or whatever person climbed up on the roof and might have started the fire by themselves and then climbed back down again.
Right. I mean, there's so many different, you know, things swirling around this, literally. And we've heard all kinds of explanations, from the initial explanations of, you know, there's some kind of, something to do with the restoration, obviously, maybe a power tool. Then there was somebody that, oh, maybe they were smoking, then maybe there's a spark from some other kind of thing. But it seems to me, Captain, that especially, in your area of expertise, I mean, there is, perhaps evidence that is being looked at right now that may help to answer that question. And of course, the idea is, if there was an actual deliberate act here by whomever, I mean, that could open up a huge can of worms, especially in the volatile situation that Europe finds itself right now, in terms of religious, you know, different religious identities and so forth. And this could be a very big deal if this comes out as arson.
Well, I know what I saw, and I know what it looked like, and I'm not the only one that was doing this. You know, we have a lot of different people that talk back and forth amongst each other in the fire community, and we were addressing this this thought and this idea, and everybody was saying, hey, don't rule out arson, don't rule out arson, so there you go. But anyway, enough about that. Sri Lanka. The Catholics were not allowed to go to church. They were told to stay home. In the meantime, the Muslim women were told they could no longer wear veils or face covering or whatever it is, those burqas. They had to get rid of that to expose their face. I know why they're doing that, because they want to make sure the woman's the woman.
Well, right. I mean, this is some very, very, you know, not, I want to say drastic measures per se, but
It's drastic to the Muslims. It's not drastic to the government, because, you know, how can you tell somebody with a burqa on whether they're a man or a woman?
That's very, very true. Well, but they're also operating under, still they have credible threats, basically. And this is one of the reasons why the Catholic churches there have essentially shuttered for the time being, and they're having mass being broadcast over television from a different location. So they're doing all these things and trying to be trying to help people be safe, because again, they don't know where or when the next thing is going to happen, and they likewise, they're worried about copycat attacks as well.
Now, we have an interesting situation brewing this week in the fact that Attorney General Bob Barr Bob Barr is the congressman that ran for president. Going to be giving testimony to the House on the Mueller report, and no doubt they're going to try to corner him in any way they possibly can. And I'm just going to make a bet right now that he's going to put them right in their place.
Well, I don't think that they're going to find...
Politely and intelligently, he's going to put them right in their place.
Well, sure, that seems to be his manner. You know, he's not confrontational at all. He seems to... He'll tell them logically and coolly answers to their questions, but I think one of the major sticking points to even have him come to the Hill was that they wanted Nadler, I think, and others wanted congressional staff to be able to question the Attorney General. And the Attorney General essentially is saying, if Congress asks me to come testify, Congress has to ask the questions. And so I think that there are still some sticking points being worked out in order to even have Bill Barr come up to the Hill, basically.
Yeah, and he'll probably go to the Senate, too, because once he goes to the House of Representatives, then he'll probably go over to the Senate, but it'll be treated differently in the Senate than at the House, because they're going to treat him like as if he's a liar, because that's all they've been calling him.
Well, exactly, and this also has, and for good reason, has him very suspicious and, quite frankly, I think angered and personally insulted, because they have been saying just that. So it's all part of the Democrats' game that they're playing, but unfortunately, Captain, they're more interested literally in playing games than actually doing any actual business of being a congressional representative. And by the way, it matters not who they would want to simply drag through the mud. It's just the next person in line, evidently, and I guess that's Bill Barr.
So we had an election in Spain, and we've been watching the results come in last night, and it looked like as if the socialists were in the lead. However, there was quite a gain for the right side of the aisle, what they call the far right. What do you know about that more than I do?
Well, yes. Well, they had a conservative party called the Popular Party, and they had been very dominant. They lost a lot of their seats back, I think, in 2016, so they had a hard time. But here's the thing: the president, or the prime minister, I should say, said that that the future has won and the past has lost as a result of the socialists gaining so much. And my response to that is, wait a minute, you're socialists. That doesn't seem like the future. That seems like that's completely the past, and we've seen what happens in the past with socialism.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, again, when we talk about something like this, you got to realize that they do just the opposite over there in Europe, don't they? The socialists are they the good guys? Is that the way that works?
Well, it depends. And I think that especially in the history of Spain, you know, they still remember the dictatorial regime, I believe, of Franco in the 70s. And so that's why they, you know, have maybe a different view, the idea of conservative versus liberal, that kind of thing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren, right here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, if you want to call in and opine, we are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, from now until 6 a.m. in the morning. Here we go. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another shooting at a place of worship. Police in Poway, California, close to San Diego, say a gunman identified as John Ernest opened fire at a synagogue, killing one person and wounding three others. San Diego Police Chief Bill Gore says he may have been involved with another crime as well.
We're currently working with the Escondido Police Department and the FBI to determine Ernst's possible involvement in the arson at the mosque in Escondido about a month ago.
One of the people injured is Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein, who was shot in the hand. He spoke on CNN about the lady who stood between him and the shooter.
Lori took the bullet for all of us. She died to protect all of us. She didn't deserve to die. She's such a kind, sweet-hearted, just a good human being. She didn't deserve to die right in front of my eyes.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. And don't forget, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Sign up for your free Gun A Day giveaway that's right there. The drop-down screen will give you that. Sign up for that. And then after you do that, take a look at becoming a member, because if you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, thanks to the USCCA. And don't forget the Concealed Carry magazine that they offer, too. It's a two-time award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry magazine, with all types of coupons and savings in there every month, too. Not just about guns and ammo, but also about fishing and hunting and, get this, camping. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to mention, sadly, yesterday, former U.S. Senator Richard Lugar, from Indiana, Republican, longtime senator, longtime foreign policy expert, because he was in charge of the Foreign Relations Committee for a number of years. He died at the age of 87 in Indiana. Complications, I believe, from some sort of I think it was heart disease, if I heard right.
Well, Ed, there was a neurological disorder, evidently, called CIPD. And, yes, so he had been for many, many, many years on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, helped to craft the foreign policy of the United States, and even mounted his own presidential run back in 1996. But of course, yes, he was 87 years old, and a great loss, obviously.
Now, what is going on down in Guantanamo? Because I'm not hearing a lot about why, but I am hearing that the U.S. Navy commander at Guantanamo, an admiral, is being fired, replaced by somebody different, and being shipped back out of there, back to the States. Now, they normally don't do that and get real quiet about something unless there's really something, what's the word I want here, something serious, very serious that's gone on somewhere along the line.
Well, that's right. In fact, what we're hearing is that he's been fired, quote, due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. This is Rear Admiral John Ring. He's been in charge of Guantanamo for about the last year or so, approximately. And all we know, Captain, is that there was some kind of investigation and now the firing. And so we're going to perhaps get more information soon. So we don't know what this has to do with at this point.
Now, I don't know where this is going to go, but Senator Ted Cruz from Texas has introduced a term limit bill that would allow U.S. senators to just 2 terms for Senate. That would mean they could serve 12 years in the Senate, period.
It's very interesting. You know, by and large, You know, obviously people certainly, they've shown that they want to be able to reelect their own representatives. There's this old sort of saying, like, Congress is all messed up, I don't like Congress, but I like my representative, is usually what you might hear from most voters across the nation. And so generally speaking, they want to be able to continue to send their own representatives or senators back. But really the intention early on of the founders, in a nutshell, was that you would serve in government for a time and then go back to private life, go back to whatever it is that you were doing. That was sort of the model, I think, that they envisioned. Professional politicians might sort of be out of that model, shall we say. So this is a very interesting thing. We'll see if it gets any popularity or not.
Well, if they could get the House of Representatives to agree to a term limits bill, let's say we come up with a total of 20 years in the federal government, 12 as a senator and 8 as a congressman or woman, total of 20. Let's just use that number as a basis. And the reason I say 8, which would be 4 terms of 2 each, is because once a congressman or woman reaches the 10-year limit, they wind up with about 2/3 of their actual salary, which is $175,000 a year, as a pension.
Right, exactly. And there's such a fast turnaround time in Congress. The old saying in that regard goes, the first year you're in Congress, you learn where all the bathrooms are, and the next year you're running for re-election already, basically. So it does go by very fast, and it does sort of turn over. But there are many mainstays. And yes, again, sometimes the idea is to try to mix things up a little bit. So again, it would be interesting to see if there would be any traction for something like this.
Yeah, you're right. Also, before we talk about this final subject that you and I are going to talk about, I want to mention that right now, folks, the president is sitting, just look at the rallies that are going on out there. The president is pretty much right now sitting in the catbird seat because the Democrats can't draw these kind of people. They just can't do it. And I don't care if there's 20 candidates or 21 candidates or 30 or whatever the number is. Hey, the Democrats combined can't draw these kind of people. The win right now is at President Trump's back. And now is the time to act boldly. And as the old wisdom goes, Kyle, go bold or go home. Now, here's what I mean by that. First, to the great news, the Trump economy is booming. Nobody anywhere expected the economic growth numbers out Friday morning that they were going to have a 3.2% GDP. That beat the Wall Street economists. It made a whole bunch of economic prognosticators, including some of the people heard on this very radio station I'm on right now, look like fools. And I'll tell you what, also, when the Mueller report came out, the the Russian collusion and the obstruction and impeachment, all that stuff, the media headlines are out there screaming about that. Well, it's not happening, is it?
No, it's not. And from a conventional perspective, the president would be looking at, I don't want to say sailing to victory, but certainly, as you said, having the wind at his back.
Mm-hmm.
And all things considered, in a normal universe, that's exactly where we might be. For mm-hmm. example, 1984, Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here comes Fritz Mondale. As almost, I want to say, a token resistance, but Reagan was going to win re-election and win it big.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the hatred factor that the Democrats have, more so than they ever had for Reagan or ever had for Bush, this kind of thing, and that's one of the biggest issues he's got to deal with.
Well, now I want to finish off talking about the taquilla, because the taquilla is what the it's the expression that the Islamics use to lie in Islam as long as they further their goals that they have set up for themselves, whatever that might happen to be. I probably paraphrase that not exactly correct the way I should have, but basically you got my point, right?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Explain it a little better than what I did.
Well, the idea, of course, is that, as you mentioned, that it's all right to present a particular sort of face, a particular set of circumstances to make people believe that you like this idea, you like that idea, that if elected, you'll do this, or if put in this position, you'll do that. But then when you actually get there, you can do something entirely different, dealing with your quote unquote enemies in the general sense. And so that's, I think, what this is all about in that concept. And so unfortunately, you know, we've heard from Omar, for example, just the most heinous things about the Jews, for example, or these kinds of things. And it really does give one pause to whether or not we're dealing with someone who's going to be dealing on the up and up.
Now, finally, President Trump, his campaign manager, was on Fox Television yesterday, and he came out and made a very bold statement. He said he believes the president can flip Nevada, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Now, we've got affiliates in all three places, and we're going to ask the audience, what do you think? Can the president turn those states red? Because Nevada actually went purple, and New Hampshire went blue, and Colorado went purple.
Well, that's right. That's right. And I think that, again, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, people are going to be looking very carefully, not only just in terms of the national numbers, like you mentioned, the 3.2 GDP, that's amazing, but they're also going to be looking at their own pocketbooks. They're going to be looking at their own financial situation, their own outlook for security in their job or their industry. And they're going to look around, I think, and from all different sort of walks of life, and they're going to say, things really are better. And you know, President Trump seems to be able to continue on despite all these headwinds and despite all of the hoax, despite all of the witch hunt, and they may vote for him, absolutely.
All right, tell everybody how you can hear your show, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. All righty, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we're going to be coming right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across America from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. They've got four different dealerships. They sell vehicles to people all around the United States because of four words. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle. And don't forget your certified pre-owned come wholesale with Moss Care for Life and free oil changes and free tire rotations. Now, taking a look at the roads, the highways, and the byways, I'm going to read the statement first and then I'll explain. The severe thunderstorm threat is now going to shift over the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles for Monday, along with it a southward pushing cold front coming from the Canadian border going south. Now, you folks up there tonight in Montana and North Dakota along the Canadian border, especially Montana, the northeastern half of Montana. There is a blizzard warning up along that stretch of Montana, as well as in the northern part of North Dakota. You're going to have snow all the way across over to Minot, North Dakota tonight, and it's going to come south. Now, the cold weather is going to continue on down into the Rocky Mountains. You will have snow tonight in Colorado, Denver area. You should have some flurries starting in. There is a winter storm watch and a winter storm warning posted for along I-25 west and I-70 west up over Eisenhower. You've got the possibility for severe storms tonight in Kansas, around the center of Kansas, Wichita, on up to the western part of Kansas City right now. So please be careful. And up there in northeastern Wisconsin, as well as the western part of Michigan, you might get some snow flurries up there tonight. That's what we're looking at for the bad weather. So be careful out there in the highways and byways. Now, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the program Colonel Greg Ress. Colonel, how are you, sir?
Hey, doing good.
All right.
All up there, huh?
Yeah, we are. Now, we're almost to summer, but you're out there in California, the land of fruits and nuts. Now, you're on the fruit side, right?
Yeah, we're on the left coast, man. It's tough to live out here, I tell you that.
All right, but you are, sir, a military man, and I commend you for that, and I thank you for your service to our country, and I love standing up for the military. I do it not only for my brothers and sisters in Vietnam, but also because of my son, who is a career officer in the Marine Corps, and I get it. I'm one of those dads that gets it, that's been around a couple times. Not as long as you were, because you made colonel, I made captain.
Yeah, I did 30 years active duty, and I have a son who's a major, and he's getting close to 20, so.
Yeah, he's probably thinking about walking pretty soon, isn't he?
Yeah, pretty soon. And my father was a World War II pilot, so three generations is
great. And my dad jumped over Normandy with the 82nd. I tried to get in that outfit, and I wound up in 101st, and I told him it was a better outfit anyway. So we went on back and forth over that for years. But, Colonel, you live in Orange County, California, and you're seeing up close and personal what's going on with the Democrats out there that are acting like a bunch of, for lack of better words, horses' asses, and you decided to do something about it. You said that you're going to run in the 45th Congressional District for Congress.
Yeah, it's affirmed. Yeah, I'm the mayor of Mission Viejo, the second largest city in the 45th District, and I've been in politics for about 5 years here, and we're a very safe Republican area, and lo and behold, in 2018, we lost all five of our congressional seats in Orange County. So I'm going to try to get the 45th back, which is we have more Republicans registered than Democrats. So something a little hanky-panky.
Well, it's, don't they allow the illegals to vote out there, sir?
Well, they have this thing called voter harvest or ballot harvesting.
Right.
You can go pick up ballots from your friends and turn in the ones you think voted for you and throw the other ones away. But the whole idea is to pick up votes and turn them into the registrar, and something didn't go right because on election night, three of the five districts we were winning substantially by 10 to 20,000 votes, and then a week later we lost all five. So there's something went on we're trying to figure out right now.
Yeah, well, we talked about it at length here in this program with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, who lives out there east of you in near Riverside. But the fact of the matter is, the illegals voting right to me right then and there. How do you separate that on a ballot? How can you not keep somebody that's illegal that say, well, you can vote for the state candidates, you can't vote for the other? If they get a hold of an absentee ballot, sir, and they turn that in, they voted for everybody.
Correct. What they do is they walk into the precinct. They're not on the rolls, and they can fill out, you know, an absentee or a provisional ballot that's called, and then if the race is closed, they'll count all these provisionals, and that's what happened.
Exactly.
About 25,000-30,000 in each of the districts of provisionals, and then all of a sudden it's swayed the other way. So it's very fishy on how, you know, these three candidates won, and it was we were just like shocked. So
yeah.
Anyway, I've been I was pro-Trump, and I run a super PAC out here called America is Winning Again. It's a pro-Trump super PAC.
Mm-hmm.
And for some problem, man, these Republican people are afraid to mention Trump, and I'm not. I mean, what he's done for veterans has just been amazing.
Exactly.
You know, with the VA system, I don't have to go to Long Beach anymore. We have one right here in Laguna mm-hmm. Hills. It's next door to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can't get a VA appointment, you go to a private doctor.
Right, so veteran's choice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's been great. And then he's cracking down on the border because they're just coming across in droves. And I don't know what the hell's going to happen with that.
Well, let me ask you a question, Colonel. I'm one of those guys that when I heard about our two soldiers that were doing a little recon in an unmarked CBP vehicle, and they came up on, quote, Mexican military. Now, get this.
Yeah.
They don't even know what military unit they were with. They weren't wearing any patches, number one, which right away to me, I went, hold it a second. That's the one of these paramilitary groups that works for the cartels, and I'll bet right. you there was something going on, and they stumbled up on it, so rather than get into a firefight or something, when they asked for the guy's weapon, and there was only one with a weapon, a .45, he handed it over, and then they defused the situation because one knew a little Spanish, and they went their way and walked back across the border. But no patches, no markings, uh-uh. Those weren't Mexican military, because you've seen the uniforms, and I have too.
No, the cartels running all these people coming across are paying $5,000 to $9,000 per person. They promise to get them across the border. They tell them how to get here, what to say once they get here, and once they're here, they know the courts are packed for two to five years to get a court date. And they just blend into the community and they have their friends and they go to their wherever those are, and they mm-hmm. they never go back and they never show up for court. So. But, you know, Congress has to get off their ass and do something.
Right. And, Colonel, you know, I want to give you an opportunity to try to get some funds for your campaign and all that sort of stuff. So what I want to do is this is Colonel Greg Rass, everybody. The last name is R-A-T-H-S. And those of you listening to me out there, did I say that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, those of you out there listening to me in California or anywhere around the country tonight, if you want to contribute to the Colonel's campaign running for the Congressional District, 45th District, which is in Orange County, Colonel, you tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, you go to my website, gregrats.com, GREGRATHS.com, and you can learn all about me. I ran in 2014. I lost in the primary to the gal who had two terms as a Republican, and she just lost. She's not running again, so I'm stepping forward and running. My kids are grown up. I can give this 24 hours a day. And they've moved up the primary in California, which usually used to be in June. It's now going to be March.
Wow.
That might have something to do with Kamala Harris wanting to get a few votes early in the primary. So it's going to be in March. March 3rd is our primary. And we have this guerrilla primary where the top two candidates move to the general. And it'll probably be the Democrat who's sitting there now. It's a lady who has no experience. I don't know how the heck she won, but it'll be her. And then there'll probably be a handful of us Republicans running. But I have the inside track. So GregRaps.com. Thank you. Colonel Greg Rass. But the website is Greg Rass.
And I'm running out of time here, Colonel. And what I wanted to do was make sure we got that out there for you. And I don't want you to be a stranger. I want you to keep in touch with us on the pipeline. You can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, communicate with me that way, or just have your person that got a hold of me before get a hold of me again, and we'll go from there. But I want to keep in touch with you, sir.
Okay, give it. I'll
All right, thank
you. Also, our pack is America is Winning Again.
All right, hang on a second. I'm going to talk to you off air. All right, then the Colonel is going to be back. I'm going to bring him back another time so he can talk longer. But that's Colonel Greg Rass, R-A-T-H-S, yeah, R-A-T-S, GregRass.com, 45th District out there in California. I'll be right back with more, and Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, too. Don't go anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.